Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Edwards reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Edwards steals third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Castano goes all the way around to score. Smalley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castano strikes out. 1 out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires to second and picks off Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Castano bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Adams. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Pete Redfern now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreau strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Redfern scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Champ Summers pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins 3, and Detroit Tigers 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.